Friday, the Torah, Rabbi Rafael Jacobs.
Good morning. I want to talk about one of the mitzvahs in this week's Sedra. It says in the Pasuk, in the Psukim, in Perek Chof He, Psukim Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, it says, Ki yinotzu anoshim yachtov. If you see, if two men are quarreling together, and these two men are fighting, and there is one of the wives comes to save her husband from being beaten, and she grabs him in an embarrassing place. The Pasuk says, he shall cut off her hand, and shouldn't have pity on her. Rashi there says that it's talking about mammon. It's talking about paying a financial payment because of what she'd done. The Sefer HaChinuch explains, as does the Gemara, as does Chazal, that this idea of v'katzoses kapo doesn't mean, it's also meant to be taken literally. It's also meant to be taken literally. In fact, it's a sifrei. So that just as when a person grabs a person in this embarrassing place, it's a sakonos nefashos. It's a danger for the person. So too, in any area where it's a sakona for the person, the person is allowed to save himself, even if it means v'katzoses kapo, even if it means chopping off the person's arm who is coming to harm them. Even further than that, that if they're not able to save themselves by injuring the person who's come to harm them, they're even allowed to kill them. And this is the din of a roidif. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Dalid, says, Rabbi Yonason ben Shaul said, roidif shahoya, roidif achach avir lahorogoy, somebody is pursuing somebody else, and he wants to kill them. V'yachol lahatziloi be'echov me'yvarov, and he's able to save himself. Not by killing the roidef, the nirdaf, the person who's being pursued, is able to save himself from the roidef, the person who's pursuing him, by maiming him. V'loy hitzil, but he doesn't do that. Instead, he kills the person who's chasing him. Nerag olov, the nirdaf, the person who is being pursued, is chayv misa for that. He gets put to death. And Rashi there says, Hanirdaf oy haroihu, that either the nirdaf himself who was being pursued, or somebody who observed the nirdaf being pursued and decided to step in, the matzil, they are able to be matzil be'echob me'varov, they're able to save this person, v'loy hitzel el banafshoy, and they killed the roidef instead, nerad olav, he gets put to death. So we see from Rashi that whether it's the nirdaf, whether it's the matzil, the person who's come to save, both of these people, if they're able to say yochol lahatzil be'echov me'vorov, then the person will get put to death. The Rambam in Hilchos Ritzeach, Perak Aleph, Halochas Vovin Zayin says, that what are we talking about here? We're talking about a roidef achach aver lahorogoy, afilu hoya haroidef katan, even if it was a child. Harei kol Yisrael mitzavon lahatzil nirdaf miyad haroidef. Everyone has a mitzvah to save the nirdaf, the person who's being pursued. Vafilu benashra shel roidef, even if it means killing the roidef. So he says, Ketzav, how is this so? Im hiziruhu, if he warned the roidef. Vahariu roidef acharav afal pishle kibel alav asra. And the person ignores him. The roidef keeps chasing him. Even though he's had this warning, he keeps chasing him. Kevin she'adayin hu roidef, harei zeh nerag. Since he's still pursuing him, he can be killed. Now, says the Rambam, im yecholen lahatziloi be'eva me'evori haroidef, if the nerdef is able to save the roidef by merely maiming him, and maiming him, the Rambam says, means either firing an arrow at him, hitting him with a stone, striking him with a sword, poking his eye out, gouging him, and he doesn't do so, then he's going to be chayav. But he should lechatchila try and save himself in such a manner. And he says, if he was able to save him, but he chose not to, even though he, in a case where he couldn't save him, and therefore he killed him, even though the roidef hasn't done any actual avira yet, other than the fact that he's just chased somebody, nevertheless, he is allowed to be put to death, says the Rambam, quoting our possible katzosis kapor lo soches inecho, because you're allowed to put this person to death. The Rambam also says in the nirdef is allowed to kill the roidef. We're going to see there is a difference between a matzil, right, which would be a third party who observes what's happening, and the nirdef himself, who is being pursued. The Rambam also says in Halacha Yud Gimel that in such a case, it says kol hayochel lahatzil be'eva meivarov, where he was able to save the person. The nirdef was able really to have saved the roidef by merely maiming him. V'loy torach b'kach, but he wasn't careful, he just didn't bother. But he killed the person. So he says, harezeh shefech domim v'chayev misa. Person is a murderer, and he's chayev misa for it. And then he throws in these words, aval ein beistin me misa noisai. But the beistin can't put him to death. Beistin, although the nirdef, is now chayev misa because he killed somebody where it wasn't necessary. The beast thing can't put him to death. And then he says again, kol ayochel lahatzil v'lo hitzil over al loy samoid al damriecho. And as another point here, that if a third party, a matzil, is observing what happens, and he chooses to turn his back and ignore what's happening, where he was capable of saving the person, and he doesn't, then he's chayev of loy samoid al damriecho. Don't stand over your brother's blood. Now we have a very interesting maisa that took place, that's recorded in Shmuel Beis. During the battle between Shaul and David, Shaul HaMelech and David HaMelech, so there were two commandering chiefs. There was Avner ben Ner, who was the commandering chief of Shaul's army, and there was Yoav ben Tseruiah, who was the commandering chief of David's army. And they came across a certain place, and they met there together. And Avner ben Ner suggested they have a little play fight. And this play fight turned into something more than a play fight, and people started getting killed. One of Yoav's brothers, his name was Asol. Posik says Asol Kalbaraglov. Asol was very, very, very fast. And Asael saw this as an opportunity now to kill Avner. So he started running after Avner. And Avner realized what was going to happen. He realized that his life was at stake here. And he says, he turns Vayifen Avner Acharov, and he turns around and he says, Vayomer Ha'atah Zeh Asael, are you Asael? Vayomer Anoichi, and he says, yeah, I'm Asael. He says, listen, Netelecho al Yeminecho al Smoilecho ve'echiz lecho echad me'an orim. Just, I don't want you to feel embarrassed. You're going to stop chasing me, but you need to stop chasing me and just grab one of the lads off on the side, right? Ve'kach lecho es chalitzoso, and grab his weapons, right? And then that's part of the game, and then you don't feel embarrassed, and nothing happens, right? But Asol ignored. Avner. Vayosef oid Avner lemor, and so Avner said further to Asol, sur lecho me'acharoi, go away. Lama akeko, why should I strike you to the ground? Ve'ich esof hona el Yoav achicha, how am I going to be able to look at Yoav, your brother, if I have to kill you? In the end, says that Avner killed him. Vayimoin losur, he refused to turn to the side. Vayakeu Avner ba'achare hachanis elachoymesh, and he says that Avner killed Asol. It says he killed him elachoymesh, which is by the fifth rib, where the moran, the kovid. So it was a death blow, and it was quite a specific place for a person to be able to be struck. The Gemara in Sanhedrin records that when after this incident, David HaMelech didn't want to have any. Yoav took it upon himself to kill Avner, and Avner came, tried to make peace with David HaMelech, and he left the city. He came, and Yoav found out about it. He summoned him back, and then it says while they were by the gates, which is normally where the Sanhedrin sits, so he killed him over there. And he killed him there. David HaMelech said it was nothing to do with him. He was very upset, very distressed and disturbed by this. And he said, I don't have anything to do with this. And although he himself didn't kill Yoav during his lifetime, he left an instruction for his son Shlomo HaMelech that Shlomo HaMelech should put to death Yoav. So the Gemara records in Sanhedrin Daf Memtes. So what happened with this incident at the Sanhedrin after David HaMelech had died? And they wanted to put to death. Yoav. So they said to Yoav, "My time akatil to Avner. Why did you kill Avner?" And he says, "I was the goel adom of Asol. My brother Asol was murdered, and I was the goel adom." So the Sanhedrin responded, "Asol was a roidif. Your brother was a roidif, and he was able to kill him." So Yoav said, very good, but he could have saved him. He didn't need to kill him. He could have maimed him. Right? And since he was able to do that, then he's chayav mis for that. So the Sanhedrin said, no, Avner wasn't able to do that. So Omale, hashta b'dofen chamish is kivin. Oh, he was able to kill him by stabbing him in the fifth rib in such a location, which was a definite death blow, right? And you're telling me he didn't. You're telling me he wasn't capable of merely maiming him. And then the Gemara says, "Oh my late Nezel Avner." Okay, let's just leave the case of Avner aside, and we're going to move on. And they go on to the case of Amasa ben Yese. So it would seem from the Gemara. That Yoav had done nothing wrong. He was by killing Avner. He had the right to do that as a din as a goel adom. In Parshas Vayishlach, we see a similar idea. Yaakov Avinu, when he's being pursued by Esav, so it says Vayira Yaakov Ma'od Vayitzelay. Yaakov was frightened, and he was very frightened, and he was distressed. And on that, Rashi says, "Vayiro vayetzer, vayiro shema yehorek." He was afraid that maybe he would be killed. Vayetzeloi, and he was distressed. Im yaharoik huesachayim, that perhaps he would kill somebody else. Right? Reb Chaim Paltiel, one of the Rishonim, says, "What does that mean? Shema yaharoik achayim. Maybe he'd kill somebody else." If you want to say that Esav was pursuing him, and we know im bol horgacho hashken horga, if somebody comes to kill, then you are allowed to kill him first. So yesh loima, so he answers misyare shema yuchal la'atzila be'echo me'evorov. He was afraid that maybe he would have been able to save him be'echo me'evorov. He would have been able to save Esav, and it wouldn't be necessary for him to kill him, and therefore he would be chayev really for killing his brother. And that sounds, Reb Chaim Paltiel, sounds very much like Shittas Rashi on the Gemara as well. Now the Re'im, Reb Elyahu Mizrachi, says over there, he brings a new idea to the table. So when it says Achirim doesn't mean other people, inclusive of Esav. Achirim means other people. Esav was definitely coming along to kill. Yaakov. Who was the Achirim that we're talking about over here? It was the other 400 soldiers. Who says the other 400 soldiers were coming to kill Yaakov? Maybe they were coming to kill the other people, the family of Yaakov Avinu, but they weren't coming exclusively to kill Yaakov. And if that's the case, that they weren't coming to kill Yaakov, then Yaakov isn't the nirdef anymore, he's not being pursued anymore, he's merely the matzil, he's the person who's being saved. And he makes a distinction, the Re'im makes a distinction between somebody who is being pursued himself, the nirdof, and the matzil. He said, if a person is being pursued himself, if somebody is chasing him, and he's chasing him to kill him, then the nirdof is allowed to kill the roidef, even if he is able to save him be'echov me'evorov. Even if he's able to. And he says, the reason for this is because there's a pachad shema yaharik mehem barov bilbuloi b'shasa melchoma. His body's being chased. He's going to be very nervous during the battle, and he kills the person. However, as an onlooker seeing somebody else being pursued, in that case, then a person has to be, if a person is able to be matzil be'echo me'vorov, then he has to be matzil be'echo me'vorov. So the idea of the musag of habala harkacha hashkin harga is only in a case of a nirdaf, somebody himself being pursued. But watching somebody else, then he has no right to do that. The Mishnah Lamelach also echoes this idea in Hilchos Chovah LeMazik Perches, Halacha Yud. He says, that which we say that one has to go out of their way to try and save the roidev by merely maiming him, that's only talking about somebody else, habol lahatzil, who's coming to save him. But the person himself who's being pursued, he doesn't need to be careful in this manner. And even if he was able to save the person who was pursuing him, he's not chayv to go out of his way to save him, and he's allowed to kill him. And the Re'im that we just quoted over here. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim says, he does actually differentiate between a Ben Noach and a Yisrael. And he says something very interesting. He says, a Ben Noach who kills is Chayav Misa. He says here, V'chein, im harak roidev, shiyoch lahatzilo be'echo mivarov, if a Ben Noach kills somebody who he was able to save by merely maiming him, nerak olav, then that Ben Noach gets put to death. And then he throws in these extra words here, Masha'in came by Yisrael, which is not the case by a Yisrael. If a Yisrael, according to the Rambam, is being chased, and he's yochel lahatzilo be'echo mevarov, he should be put to death. And on that, the Ravid asks the Kasha. He says, Kasha le'Avner, then how can Yoav have put to death Avner? Because Avner was being chased by Asael. And even if you say Yochel Hatzila Be'echo Mevarov, even if you say he was able to save him by merely maiming him, we can see that there was no necessity for him to have to do so. According to both the Mishnah Lamelech, we see the Rambam himself says this. Now, if, and in fact, it's even more than that, because if Avner, there's two questions here. Number one. We quoted before, the Rambam says that the basin in basin mamisa noisai. Right? If it's chayav misa, why do the basin not put him to death? And we'll touch on those ideas shortly. But the other point is that if Avner had the rishus to kill Asael, then not only was he did he have the right to do so, but then Yoav should be chayav misa for it. Yoav comes along and kills somebody who the Torah gives permission to kill somebody, and he comes along, and he claims he's the Goel Adom, and then that's a kasha on the Gemara, because the Gemara says, Nezel Avner. Okay, let the case of Avner, we'll leave that one. Okay, implying that what Yoav did was okay. So with regard to this idea of Ein Beis Din Mamisa Noisai, the reason why Beis Din don't put to death somebody who has who was capable of being matzil be'echo mevarov. So a number of different terutzim. Number one, how would the Beis Din ever be able to identify that the nirdaf actually intended to kill the person? Person comes along, goes to Beis Din, and he says, "Look, you killed this person." Even if in this case of Avner, he kills him by the fifth rib. He said, "Well, I'm sorry, I just happened to turn around. And that's why I happened to stab him. I wasn't aiming for any particular case." And they would never be able to really prove that the person had intended to do it. And since there's no proof of intent, therefore he wouldn't be put to death. Some of the Mefarshim explain that there was no hastral, there was no warning. And for a person to be chayav misa, a person needs to have hastral. They go even further and say, even if there was hastral, and we paskin hastral sofik, Shmei Hasra, that if a person gives Hasra and it's a doubt, right, it's a sophic, this Hasra anyway, nevertheless it's still called a Hasra, it's still called a warning. Even in such a case, we would still say that the Nirdof or the Matzah wouldn't be put to death. And the reason for that is because the intent was never there. He was trying to be mutzel himself and not kill the other person. Also, if a person maims somebody by chopping off their arm or their leg or gouging their eye, there is a distinct possibility that even doing that they're going to die. Right? And the person can't be found guilty when he was actually trying to follow the halacha.
Assault to whom?
Sorry?
Who's giving assault to whom?
So the nirdav giving hashor to the roidiv.
Not the other way around.
No, the roidiv, because the roidiv, he's pursuing, he wants to kill this person. That's a case of trichos domim. He wants to kill somebody. The Mishnah Melech says, in Hilchos Melachim, says that Deshani Yoav, the case of Yoav was different. He's saying, Shehoya Goel Hadom. Yoav was a Goel Hadom. V'gabi Goel Hadom, and with regards to a Goel Hadom, ki heich derashe laharag l'misha horag v'shoigeg, that just as he is able to, a Goel Hadom is allowed to kill somebody, midin Torah, who killed his close relative, so too over here, if somebody kills when they were able to maim and save the roidiv, then a goel hadom is allowed to come along and kill that person. And you think, it's just, if you think about that, that's a very strange thing to say. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Daled Ois Ches says that such a pshat to suggest that a person who the Torah gives permission to kill somebody else, a nirdaf is being chased by somebody with a knife, right? And he's going to kill the nirdaf. He's going to kill him. And the Torah says, you can kill this person first before he harms you, to suggest that the Torah has given permission for a person to kill a person, and then say that the roidif, he's going adom, can now kill the nirdaf. It's a very strange thing. How can you say such a thing? And he says, v'zu ein svara klal. You can't say such a svara. Says the Minchas Chinuch, you cannot say such a svara of suggesting that the goel hadom is that a roidif has a goel hadom. The Chazon Ish in Chayshem Mishpat Simin Yud Zayin Sifkot and Dalid would seem to suggest that actually there would be such a case of a goel hadom when. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that when the Maisa of Zimri, when Pinchas saw it, Karyana de Igrusa, Ehav Parvanko, he went to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, Haboy la Romis Kanoim Poigimboy, right, that this person deserves to die, doing such an Avira, right, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, you go and carry out the deed, you fulfill the word of Hashem. The Gemara says that had Zimri turned around and killed Pinchas for Shas this Maisa, then Pinchas would have deserved it in so far as being a roidif. He would have been chayev and he would have deserved it. The Chazon Ish says, why then Zimri could have been Pirish? He could have just separated, and then at that point, then he would not have been chayev Misa. And he says that since he could have been Poyresh, that was a Pshia. And that Pshia, he says, that's no worse than somebody who's able to be Matzil, is able to save Be'echa Mevarov. And he says, im horag Zimri is Pinchas, had Zimri killed Pinchas, Nerag alidei gol adom. Then Zimri could have been put to death by gol adom of Pinchas. Dehu peisheh dehoyo lo lifresh leorik. He could have separated and then he wouldn't have been put to death. So what about Yoav and Avner? What about this case of Yoav and Avner? So was Yoav right or was he not right? Did he intend to kill Asoel? Was it in intent? Well, the psukim themselves would seem to indicate that that was the case. Right, Yoav says, in fact, he gives him a hashra as well. He says, and listen, turn around, take somebody else. If you don't, then I'm going to have to kill you. Vayosef oed avne leimor el asol, sur lecha me'acharoi, turn around from me. So, lama akeko wa arto, why should I strike you to the ground? I'm going to kill you. If you don't go off to the side somewhere else, I'm going to kill you. So if we say the halacha follows Rashi, we said at the very beginning, that yachol lahatzil be'echa mevarov, in a case, even applies to a niradav, even applies to the person who's being pursued, then it would be understandable that Yov would be allowed to kill Avner. However, even according to the Re'im and the Mishnah Lamelech, that the din of Yochel Lahatzel Be'echem Ma'evarov doesn't apply to the Nirdaf, and he's allowed to kill the Roidef Midin Habol Lahorgachor Hashkin Lahorgai. And if we follow, there's a Mishnah Lamelech, the first part of the Mishnah Lamelech, which I didn't read out before, in Chovel and Mazik Perches, Halacha Yud says, that he quotes the Chuvas Harivash, and he says, Oy Esha She'in Hanirdof Habo Lahatzil Es Atzmei B'Nafshoi Shal Roidev. Right? It's possible that the Nirdof, who's Habo Lahatzil Es Atzmei B'Nafshoi, is saving, he wants to save himself by killing the person who's pursuing him. Sorech La'ashrois B'Roidev. Right? He doesn't need to warn the Roidev. It could be, why? Lefi Shehu Bol Al Nafshoi Lahatzil Atzmei. Because he is so afraid, he's so confused, he needs to save his life. And he adds the words, Lulei Chayvu Lahasrois, were it not for the fact that we are Machayv him really to give Hashra. But it's understandable that a person would not be Chayv to give Hashra because of his confusion and his state of mind at the time. If that's the case, then our case of Yoav and Avner is certainly quite different. And the reason for that is, Avner wasn't your normal man. He wasn't your normal person. Avner was the commander-in-chief of Shaul HaMelech's army. He was a soldier of the highest caliber. Right? These people are trained, and he was probably a trainer of the top soldiers, to be able to be calm on the battlefield. Right? He was obviously very calm on the battlefield. Calm enough that he was able to turn around and have a conversation with Asol, and warn Asol and tell him what's going to happen if he keeps pursuing him. Avner, being a soldier, right, was obviously able to fight. A normal person might have a weapon, might not know how to use it properly, and might end up stabbing somebody anywhere. And it could happen to be. It could be on the fifth rib. But somebody like Asol, to be able to kill somebody, but like your Avner, to be able to kill somebody in such an accurate place, such a person would certainly, one would certainly suggest that such a person was Yachel Lahatzel Be'echem Evarov. He would have been able to have saved him in another way and not have killed him. And if that's the case, then Yoav was a Goel Adom, and he was able to kill, and he was able to kill Avner. The Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Melachim throws in something very interesting. He said, when the Gemara says, Nezal Avner, let the case of Avner go, leave it, implying that Avner that Yoav was right to kill Avner, the Kesef Mishnah says, no. There was they had wanted to put to death Yoav. The fact that they didn't put him to death on the case of killing Avner was nothing to do with the fact that Yoav had the right to kill Avner, but rather it's because he had other tainas, the Sanhedrin had other tainas against Avner, against Yoav. Hence the Gemara then goes straight into the case of Amasa ben Yeser. How could you kill Amasa ben Yeser? And the Mishnah Lamelech says because they had other tainas, this is why he said it. And he says, and v'teidah the whole omar kro, because it says in the pasuk, right? This is in Melachim. V'heishav Hashem is domar al roisha shepoga b'shnei anoshim tzadikim v'toyvim mimenu. He calls these people tzadikim v'toyvim mimenu, and who are they? V'yehargim bacher v'ovi David loyoda. As Avner ben Ner Sasvo Yisrael, as Amos ben Yeser Sasvo Yehuda, we see that he's called. Avner ben Ner is called a tzaddik. Somebody who's chayev says Kesef Mishnah. If Avner was chayev misa mepiadin, right? Then how can he be called a tzaddik? So the fact that he was being referred to as a tzaddik must mean that that Yoav killing him was not the correct thing to do. So we're left kind of with was he right, was he wrong? But there's actually another very fundamental question which we've missed out. So Yoav claimed in front of the Sanhedrin that he was the Goel Adom. So in the Maisa that happened that's brought in Shmuel Beis, is it says, Vayoshav Avner Chevroin, and Avner was returned to Chevroin, Vayateu Yoav El Toich Hashar, and Yoav turned into the gate, Ledaber Itzoi Basheli, to speak to him. Bashoi gave an interesting discussion as to what that means in the Gemara. And then he killed him, Vayakeu Shama Hachemish Vayomas Badam Asol Achiv. And he struck him in the fifth rib there. Where did he take him back? He took him back to the city of Chevroin. Chevroin was an Ir Miklot. Now, if he had a din of a Goel Adom, even as a din of a Goel Adom, he can't take him and kill him in Chevroin. Even the Tchum of Chevroin, he's not allowed to kill him. So how on earth was he able to do that? Not only there, Kol Ir, says the Rambam, Hilchos Reitzach, Kol Ir HaKoletes, Tchum HaKolet Ir Kamoya, any city that has the ability to absorb and protect the Reitzach, then it's Tchum is. V'Har Gosham Nerag Olof, somebody who kills in the Ir, in an Ir Miklat, or in the Tchum of an Ir Miklat, is Chayim Misafoid. So says the Magulis Hayom that Yoav would certainly claim that it was at best it was a shayu korav lemezid, if not a mezid itself, and therefore an ir miklot isn't koilet a person who kills a person who runs in. Sorry. Yeah, but amazing. Here, yeah, it's a shogig. No, it were a shogig. An ir miklot protects a person from shogig. And an ones, he doesn't even need to go to the ir miklot, right? But there, he doesn't need the kapora. Shogig, he needs the kapora, and mazid, he doesn't deserve the kapora, right? Such a person says it, and in fact, the Magulis Hayom says that we can learn from here the Rambam's din. Where does the Rambam learn it from? He learns it from this actual case. He learns it from the case that Yoav was able to go to an Ir Miklat and kill Avner there because he was Korav Lemezid. So the emes is that Avner was Chayav Misa. Gemara talks about it as Chayav Misa. He prevented Sholem being Shol Ledovid, and he was Chayav Misa. However, Yoav may not have been correct, again, yesh for yesh, may not have been correct in putting him to death for that particular reason. And therefore, was he right, was he wrong? It depends really on how you actually learn the sugya. Have a wonderful day. Yeah.